You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Elon Musk became Twitter Inc.'s new owner this week, firing top executives he had accused of misleading him and providing little clarity over how he will achieve the lofty ambitions he has outlined for the influential social media platform, as per a Reuters report. The CEO of electric car maker Tesla Inc. has said he wants to defeat spam bots on Twitter, make the algorithms that determine how content is presented to its users publicly available, and prevent the platform from becoming an echo chamber for hate and division, even as he limits censorship. Yet Musk has not offered details on how he will achieve all this and who will run the company. He has said he plans to cut jobs, leaving Twitter's approximately 7,500 employees fretting about their future. Meanwhile, Communications Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw this week asked the industry to send in their comments on the draft telecom bill by latest November 10. The comments from the minister come after the Department of Telecommunications recently extended the deadline for views on the draft telecom bill to October 30th from October 20th. Vaishnaw said that they have received comments from various industry bodies and that they can extend the deadline by another 10 days if needed. So he urged the industry to share reforms before November 10th so that they can take the bill to Parliament at the earliest. The draft telecom bill focuses on removing certain fee and penalties for the telecom sector by replacing it with the traditional reforms governing the sector. Through the bill, the government has also proposed to extend the definition of telecommunications to include over-the-top communication services, machine-to-machine communication services, internet and broadband communication service providers, among others. Moving on, Telecom Secretary K. Rajaraman this week said that the government is working with all sectors to ensure efficient use of spectrum for convergence of emerging technologies. At the India Space Congress 2022, Rajaraman said, as technologies evolve continuously, therefore the use of spectrum also needs to evolve to give ways to effective and more productive ways of deployment of spectrum. Spectrum refers to the radio frequencies which is allocated to the telecom service providers and other sectors to facilitate communication over the airwaves for providing internet, voice service, among other communication services. Comments from the telecom secretary assume significance in light of different views from the satellite operators and telecom industry for the satellite spectrum. While the telecom companies want the spectrum for satellite communication services to be auctioned, the satellite service providers want the government to allot spectrum administratively. On to the economy sector, the RBI this week announced an additional meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee on November 3rd to prepare a report for the government on why it failed to keep retail inflation below the target of 6% for three consecutive quarters. The meeting will be convened under Section 45ZN of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. The section under which the RBI is required to write the report in case the average inflation is more or less than the tolerance band of 4±2% for any three consecutive quarters. This is the first time that the RBI will be required to send the report to the central government since the MPC framework in 2016, as per reports. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das in the post-policy conference had said that the Act does not specify the frequency of writing the letter. In a relief to central government pensioners, the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare has issued a clarification on payment of dearness relief after the commutation of pension. The DOPPW has also clarified the amount of pension to be considered for commutation. As per Rule 52 of CCS Rules 2021, dearness relief on pension and family pension against price rise is granted to pensioners, including the persons drawing compassionate allowance under Rule 41 and family pensioners at such rates, and subject to such conditions as the central government may specify from time to time. Removing doubts over whether the dearness relief is available on basic pension or pension as reduced after commutation, the DOPPW said DR is payable on the original basic pension. And lastly, in IPO-related news, the initial share sale of Global Health Limited, which operates and manages hospitals under the Medanta brand, will open for public subscription on November 3rd. The initial public offering will conclude on November 7th, according to the Red Herring Prospectus. According to merchant banking sources, the IPO size could be about Rs. 2,200 crore. The IPO consists of a fresh issue of equity shares aggregating to Rs. 500 crore and an offer for sale of up to 5.08 crore equity shares. As a part of the OFS, Anant Investments, an affiliate of private equity major Carlyle Group and Sunil Sachdeva, will offload equity shares. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.